Welcome to the audio podcast of The Table,
a new United Methodist community of faith located in Sacramento, California.
We hope our podcast will help those who listen to grow in faith.
The podcasts currently feature the messages of Matt Smith and Linda Duhirsu,
with a musical introduction by Anthony Coleman, our director of music.
We hope you find them inspiring. Both can be purely institutional and taught and controlled, and both can be deeply moving and mystical and inspirational. I will also say that I myself have heard, and maybe you have too, people ask these questions a lot. Why do we have religion anyway? Why do we have music anyway? Why are there so many different kinds of religion? How come there are so many different genres of music? You hear some parallels there. Have you ever heard someone say, does God really exist? That's a question people ask. The Bible says so. Bibles are written in English for us now, but they weren't always, right? They were written in old, ancient languages. Have you ever heard anyone say, how do you read music anyway? Does it really exist on a page? Can you believe that this is what it looks like and it ends up sounding like what we just heard? I don't know about you all, but this looks like a straight line to me. Right? People open the Bible and see a bunch of words and say, I don't know about you all, but this just looks like a bunch of words to me. But what it ends up as is something completely different. Music's not just about executing notes on a piece of paper. Music's not just about even being inspired. It's about bigger things and deeper things. It can be about comfort. It can be about joy. It can be about anger. It can be about lament. Religion's not just about belief. It's not just about rules. Not just about doctrine. It's about living faithfully. About doing good, doing no harm, finding ways to stay in love with God. That word religion, we have some studies about where it comes from, and there's some argument about it, but Joseph Campbell favors this, that the word religion actually comes from this word L-I-G-A-R-E. Ligare, which means to bind and connect. To bind and connect. And that's why back in the day, ancient day, you would hear about orders of monks because they were bound and religious. They were a group that was bound together. And that's how they found their sense of purpose, was to live into that binding in a positive way. We've been talking the last 3 weeks about how do we find our purpose and how do we listen for God's call and what is our vocation. One person who's made his living as a musician, Wynton Marsalis, maybe you've heard of him, he plays the trumpet. And he talked about that binding together aspect of jazz and the musicians who create it as a group, especially in the United States. And this is something out of the San Francisco Chronicle a long time ago. And he was talking to us about how you would live into a group like that, how you would balance what Clark wanted with what Benoit wanted with what Harley told them they better be doing. but all feel free at the same time. I know what it's like to be the mom, so I just figure you're the dad in that way. And Wynton Marsalis says, jazz means you have to work things out musically with other people. You have to listen to what the other musicians play, and you have to be with them even if you don't agree with how they play it or what they were playing. So it teaches you the very opposite of being prejudiced or being hateful, because you have to give way at some time. He talks about working things out and that jazz is part of that. But I also think jazz is a form of art, or it's an art form when it's played beautifully. And there's all kinds of debate on the definition of jazz, and I'm not going to go there this morning. I just know we're hearing some. There was a documentary, though, about jazz by Ken Burns, and he really just presented for us at least this vision that it shows you, and I think we've seen it this morning, that each individual person up here has the greatest amount of freedom, and they put it humbly into the service of each other, and then what rises is the group. It's a lot like faith in a church. Now, some people really don't like jazz. I can't tell you how many times I've been with, like, at Shady Lady on Sunday nights, Matt and I'll go down when Vanessa and these guys are playing. They're like, we're playing at Shady. We'll go down there. And people literally come up to Anthony and say, I hate jazz, but you guys are really good. And I'm like, I thought that only happened to pastors. It does. I hate church, right? But this isn't church. I've heard it happen over and over. Sometimes I think the reason that people don't like jazz music is because jazz doesn't always resolve, you know? Sometimes you have to watch and appreciate. And then what happens is you fall in love with these musicians, and then you don't care if it resolves or not. You just know that you've been taken on a journey. So I think we are blessed to be able to watch as they have taken us on a journey that is free and flowing and passionate and feels raw and honest to me. Religion's a lot like that, too, when it's practiced in its deepest and most truthful way. It's raw, and it's freeing and flowing, and it evolves into the next level of trust in God, trust in our neighbor. And how we do that is not always resolved. Which is why you hear us say every week, we are the table at Central. We are a new, old community of faith trying to do old things in new ways. That makes some people uncomfortable and makes them kind of scratch their head. But I think that in this experiment, we can learn a lot about jazz, from jazz. About our faith. And I asked if Harley and Anthony would help us just a little bit, and whoever they are going to choose. But I asked them if they would just show us a little bit about how something starts in a basic way and how somebody adds to it. And then how, in some ways, it doesn't resolve maybe the way you expect. But there is a resolution of sorts because they figure out that they're finished. So what I was wondering is if, like, you could tell us just, or play for us, a scale so that we, or a tune, or however, just something that we would recognize and then go where you want. That's the melody. Anthony, would you play those three notes one more time? Just the three notes. All that from three notes. What do we get from three words? Think about that for a minute. Three words. Thank you, God. Here's three more. Help me, God. Here's three more. Push me, God. How about these three? Hold me, God. Who knows what a community might do with those three words, or the three that you have in your heart and in your mind today. Jazz and religion, right there together. Music and religion, right there together. Our church in the midst of old and new, improvising as we go, but based on God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. It's sort of four words if you're legalistic, but that's really three. Give me the three there. For my youngest friends here, I gave you some hard dot-to-dot puzzles. They're hard. I know they're hard. On purpose, they're hard. But you know why you can do them? Can you count? Can you count to 10? I know you can't because you're 10 years old. If you can count, you can do those puzzles. Some of you can do them right now. Some of you can't do them yet, or you need help. Dot to dot is a lot like jazz. It's a lot like having those three notes. You've got your numbers there. You don't know what the picture's going to be. But something will come out of your connecting. So too, great things come out of them connecting the notes and us connecting with God. So let's continue our worship and be in a time of prayer as we listen to this next piece. think it's called Heaven.
Heaven.